You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Rock climbing, the sport, was supposed to make its Olympic debut in Tokyo this summer. Neither of those things happened. But the reinvigorated Black Lives Matter movement has renewed calls for the outdoor industry, and climbing in particular, to become more inclusive. That has long been a goal for Coach Emily Taylor. The next subject of our series, My Economy.
I'm Emily Taylor, and I am the owner of Taylor Fit Solutions, and I'm also the founder of Brown Girls Climbing, which is a black and brown all-girls rock climbing team in the Bay Area. I do multiple things under being a professional coach and working with different populations here, but primarily my focus is on getting black and brown and marginalized folks in the outdoor environment and in rock climbing. People get into climbing for two reasons, either for love or for grief, and sometimes for both. And I got into climbing for grief. I went on an Outward Bound trip the summer after my father had died, and he was my only parent. He was my single parent. And at that point, I was a band geek, and I can't dribble a basketball or run track. And so this is the first time I'm actually athletic in my body and I can feel my body come alive. When I got back from Outward Bound school, I found the local climbing gym, which was right on the Charlotte border where I went to school. And it was owned by a black guy. And I didn't know that there wasn't a different world until I moved from that world into recognizing that the climbing industry is all, pretty much all white. There was this moment where I was running all the competitions in the Southeast for USA Climbing. And I had sat down to take a break next to my partner. And this 7-year-old energetic black boy came and sat in my lap. And my partner looked at me going, "Who is this kid?" And I was just like, "I don't know who this kid is." And before he turned around and he goes, "Oh, I thought you were my mama." And that was the moment that struck me, for this kid to feel so comfortable in sitting in my lap because there was only two black women in this space, was the moment that I realized that was the change that needed to happen. I care about what rock climbing can do for other people and can do for our bodies, and the therapeutic value of healing and the process of movement. My vision is to be this bridge to close the gap for the next generation.
That was Emily Taylor in good old Oakland, California.